in the limelight.
Former U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper writes in new memoir of how worried he was that President Donald Trump would try to use military to hold on to power. We now present you an article written by Martin Pengelly. The piece is titled, Trump Defense Secretary Says I Warned U.S. National Guard of Possible Coup. The article has been published by the British newspaper The Guardian. A week before Election Day in 2020, the U.S. Secretary of Defense was so worried that President Donald Trump would seek to involve the military in the election in an attempt to hold on to power, he told the general commanding of the U.S. National Guard to notify him of any communication from anyone at all at the White House. Mark Esper writes in a new memoir, without being too explicit, my message was clear. The U.S. military was not going to get involved in the election, no matter who directed it. I would intercede. Mark Esper writes, such an intercession would involve trying to persuade Donald Trump not to use the military to hold on to power. Then, if necessary, Esper would resign, appeal to Republicans in Congress, and hold a press conference to appeal to the American people directly. Mark Esper thought Donald Trump might order actions such as seizing ballot boxes in key states. Ultimately, Donald Trump did not attempt to use the military to influence the election, which he lost to Joe Biden. He did seek to overturn the results of the election by other means. Mark Esper was fired by Donald Trump on 9th of November 2020, just 6 days after the election. He details the extraordinary steps he felt compelled to take before that in a new book, A Second Oath, Memoirs of a Defense Secretary in Extraordinary Times, which will be published in the coming days. Mark Esper devotes considerable space to his work with General Mark Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, to stymie Donald Trump's attempts to use the military for political purposes, either in military strikes against Syria or even Mexico, or at home, by invoking the Insurrection Act against protesters for racial justice. Donald Trump's request that such protesters be shot in the legs and Mark Esper's account of his resistance to it has been reported elsewhere. The protests died down, but Mark Esper says the two most senior Pentagon figures remained concerned that Donald Trump could seek to use the military domestically to tilt power his way. Mark Esper describes a meeting at the Pentagon with General Mark Milley and the National Guard Chief General Daniel Hawkinson on 30th of October, the last Friday before the election. Mark Esper says given it was visible to anyone who could see his calendar, the ostensible purpose of the meeting was an update on National Guard military police units placed on alert to placate Donald Trump during the protests for racial justice. But with regards to the election, Mark Esper says, this was a serious moment. He says he told General Hawkinson, if at any point in the coming days, before, during or after the election, you get a call from anyone at the White House, take it, acknowledge the message, and call me immediately. The same rule applies if you hear of any tags, National Guard State Adjutant Generals, or governors getting a similar call. Mark Esper says he also asked General Hawkinson to figure out a discreet way to get this last part out, which he said he would. Esper writes that as the only civilian between the president and the military, he was concerned the White House might try to circumvent me to do something inappropriate and wanted to be ready for anything. He says, "The whole point of my game plan, the reason that I had taken so much criticism over the last several months, was to be in this position at this moment to act. The essence of democracy was free and fair elections, followed by the peaceful transition of power." Esper writes, General Mark Milley told him he and the other Joint Chiefs would resign if pressed to break their oath and involve the military in the election. Esper says he did not want to allow the generals to be put in such a compromising position, especially if a presidential order was legal, but grossly wrong or inappropriate. He says, "If such an order came from the White House, my immediate recourse would be to demand a meeting with the president. I would want to hear and understand the directive straight from him, to offer alternative solutions if such were possible, and to voice my opposition face to face if he was unyielding. If I was unsuccessful, I would be forced to resign on the spot in protest, but that wouldn't be the end of the line for me." Mark Esper writes that he would have called senior Republicans on Capitol Hill to ask them to intercede with Donald Trump, then staged a press conference where I informed the country about all that had transpired and continued to unfold. He added, "I would present my best case and make an appeal to the American people, their elected leaders in Congress, and the institutions of government to intervene. The point would be to buy time and put pressure on the president to stand down." As Mark Esper writes, Election Day, 3rd of November, came and went without any incident involving the armed forces of the United States. He says he was relieved that though the contest was not called until the following weekend, Biden's lead was clear. Mark Esper also says he never imagined what came next. Donald Trump's attempt to overturn the election through lies about electoral fraud and coordination with Republicans in Congress and other right-wing groups and advisers, culminating on 6th of January 2021 in the storming of the U.S. Capitol by a pro-Trump mob. The attack on the Capitol has been linked to 7 deaths and has led to more than 800 charges, but it failed to stop certification of Joe Biden's win. Having been fired after the election, Mark Esper watched the attack on television. Meanwhile, amid such revelations from the book, the New York Times reported about Mark Esper's claim that Donald Trump once proposed launching missiles into Mexico to destroy the drug laboratories. According to Esper, Donald Trump said no one would know it was us, because he would simply deny responsibility. Mark Esper said he would have thought Donald Trump was joking had he not been looking at the president as he said it. Trump did not immediately comment. Mark Esper writes that he helped block other such ideas from the president and his aides, among them proposals from the policy advisor Stephen Miller that the United States should send 250,000 troops to the border with Mexico. The former defense secretary's full account of the meeting at which Donald Trump suggested shooting protesters as Washington and other U.S. cities were convulsed by protests inspired by the police murder of George Floyd in late May 2020 is equally remarkable. Mark Esper's account of General Mark Milley's attempts to explain to Donald Trump the role of the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff echoes others, including by the reporter Michael Bender in a book published last year, and by William Barr, Donald Trump's second attorney general, who was present but recounts a slightly different lineup of Trump aides. Like William Barr in his own memoir, Mark Esper does not stint when describing how he says Donald Trump reacted when he was told General Mark Milley had no command authority over active duty or National Guard forces that Donald Trump wanted to deploy.